Oh, good morning. Oh, good morning, Ramu. Alhamdulillah.
Good
Good
morning.
morning, Ram. Good morning, Ramasi. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, another Karen, David. Good
Morning, Jennifer.
morning, Neely. Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Julie. Good morning, Sherry. Good morning, Chukila. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Katrina. Good morning, Pandiji. Good morning, Patti. Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Elise.
Good morning.
Good morning, Alex Enlightenment. Good morning, Sandra. Good
Good
morning.
morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning. Good morning, Rebecca. Good morning, Joanna. Good morning, Stephanie. Good morning, Sandy. Good morning, Laura. Good morning, Bia. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. So, Rinpoche will be coming here soon. Good morning, Julie. Good morning, Douglas and Didi.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Morning, Geshe-la.
Maybe a few minutes, the Rinpoche will come. A few minutes, okay. And good morning, all the people who are watching on YouTube. Anybody watching on YouTube? Tomasi?
Yes, Geshe-la, there are currently six on YouTube.
Okay, okay.
There'll be more.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Tom, you are in Dhamsala?
This morning I am in Dhamsala, yeah.
Oh, very good, DJ. Yeah. It's hard to go with this physical body, but when the mind with the light body can go far away. So that's our limit. Good morning, Joanna, Bodhisattva Patti. Good morning, Phillips.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Watkin. Good morning, Anikandula. Good morning. Yeah, the Rinpoche will come. Few minutes, the Rinpoche will come.
Geshe-la?
Yes.
So that you can rejoice with us, today is Jim and my 51st wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations. Oh.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Wonderful. Continue like summer river.
Yes.
100 more years.
Thank you.
Gepetu leso, Gepetu.
Oh, Gepetu tashi dele.
Tashi dele, Gempema, Geshi Pemela.
Tashi dele, tashi dele.
Tashi dele, Gempele, Chasana.
Tashi
dele. Oh, tashi, tashi dele. Uso debo.
Tashi dele, debo de joga.
Oh, yeah, 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 tashi dele. Oh, Tenzi Tashi Dele.
Give us.
Oh, yeah, Tanda Meda Nega Marza, then Mosele, but Mada Tundu Kaleza. That's okay, that's. Samula.
Yes, Geshe-la.
Not mandal offering now, maybe in the letter, not now. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's okay, huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't know.
So, last week, so out of three scopes, small scope, middle scope, the great scope, so we complete the small scope. The small scope, as I said last Sunday, when the small scope, so there you are trying to prevent yourself to be born in lower realm. So that's the main practice that one should do to prevent in order to be born in the lower realm. So then aiming for higher states, such as like celestial realms and human realms. And here in the middle scope, so then you need to think, or reflect or think about the drawback of celestial realms and the human realms, then aiming for moksha.
Mm-hmm. So, And it's also the lot of solo, where you are. Where may get in the world? Where may get in the world? I said that the old Taco Sador and Shadu's in the Korotal, Machan, Papa, Shedugor. He is a lot of hot living in Naruto, Shaga naturally, Dungan, and Hart is a lot of your answer.
So now, here, what is the complication or suffering of the high state, too high state, like such as like human or celestial realms. For example, human, so the problem that we face is like death and birth and aging. These are the downside of being human. So then what is the difficulty, the special realm face, even though they have a high state, so they like, before they die, so they hear this like noise, they hear this noise before 1 week before they die. And also their body start to kind of decay and like start to smell. And they also wear kind of a flower garland on around their neck. So that flower garland start to decay. And also, and other like celestial beings, so they are very affected because your body start to smell. So then like suffering they go through is like some hand is like much, much bigger than the human.
And it sama yela tase jidunga sama yedo sani no nyese meba tabani haji sevri chene sama yedo sani tase sama yela tabte jidunga go che bala so kon la che bala so ta tene hal le be tene o dunga chembo yo re se te tanga ta ta da ngaro so chebo dige ka so to so dunga de so go to so dunga de samne ne tere thande chelo che go re.
So within the celestial realms, there's the two tribes. One is called God realms and one is called demigod realms. So the suffering of God realm, I just mentioned, the suffering of the demigod realms, so they are like facing a lot of challenge of fighting a lot of like fightings and like losing their part of their bodies, limbs, things like that. So these are the things that when I said like, reflecting on the downside of being human and also celestial beings.
Koala ngeju shegaris, koala ngeju shegar, koala tande chilo shegaris.
In the small scope, so that we, the small scope that we think about the suffering of the lower realm, so then we are aiming for the high state, such as like human and the celestial realms. And here in the middle scope, so we are reflecting on the downside of the samsara. Samsara is a whole. And so then we are aiming for a moksha.
Hey, that Kowali Tante Loshega, the Kowali Tavi Tatel, then it's such a children, they were Demba Sumares, Duma Demba, Kunju Demba, Gupi Demba, Namja Demba, and Jesumares, Kowali Tavi Tatel, Seven Digikas.
Sorry, I missed something. In the middle scope, so we are like, trying to develop renunciations in order to achieve the moksha. So also another method, and here in the middle scope, the method that helps you to get out of the samsara is Buddha taught the Four Noble Truths. Out of Four Noble Truths, the truth of suffering, that's the most important to think about. So then suffering is something that needs to be overcome. Then the cause of suffering, there's something that needs to be abandoned. So then the path is something to practice, and that will lead to the cessations, the last noble truth. So the first noble truth is something that needs to be understood very clearly, needs understood. What is mainly refers to is like the very body that we have, the very body in the that we human and the celestial being we possess. So that needs to be understood. The nature of this human body is you know, like sufferings.
That's all that. Nunga shiba sade, nunga nyeme jigone shigar. Ta saje nyewa lembe pimbon de la nyeme tagar. Nyeme karataga saje nyewa lembe pimbon de la shunje de la naruso karse garo ta. Nunga na soba chi yungo yore, saje nyewa lembe pimbon de la tene, nunga na soba chi yungo yore. Karo redishin na saje nyewa lembe pimbon de yo sade la, de la tochi te gar, kala te gar, de la dulu se de gar, de de sashi te gar.
How the First Noble Truth needs to be understood? The way to understand the Fourth Noble Truth is to look, reflect on the downside of the First Noble Truth, downside. That's how the First Noble Truth needs to be understood, looking for the downside. And like when you look at for this body example, so because of this body, having this body, you need to clothe them, you need to feed them, and you need to take care of them. So then in order to bring those things like feeding them, clothing them, like then taking care of them, there's so much time has been spent and so much energy has been invested. So that's how so much work has been done for this body.
Mm-hmm. 관계 소노 양무토나 소노 코요 코그레 사제니와 레베 푸모델 또치 때가 이다 또치 된다를 갈리 가제 자그군지 아고다 갈레 갈레 가제 자그군지 아고다로 아니 늘로식 때네 뒤 된다를 갈레 가제 자그군지 밀 헤몬로가 에하 먹어 밀 때네 다 담나 체네 디바 몸보지 싸그그두아 아고다로 봐 아니 다다세 Yemi Jigone Shiga, Sachin Yaman, let me promote your Saturday and Della Tennis, Deba Momboji Saga, which is the men and Arasu Deba, Sharasa Gagoya Mare. Sachin Yaman, let me promote your Deba Shabosaga Gundua, Deba Shabosaga, the Zel Kalaji Tegata, Sayag Tedo Kale Kazaja Gundi. Sayag Tedo Kale Kazaja Gundi. And a Kayag Tedo Kale Kazaja Gundi. Akosarova, and Arasu Tada Tada De Chorosa Te Yonge Yenayo. Legado tekale jade at Sajin Yawan may promote the Tata, Chonjuru Mamadu, Shaw Shamang Tata, Maruba. Sajin Yawan may promote the money in the Jitan or Chonjuru Kaleja de Guyoruba. On them, man, they do trust on a Sene Kaleja Guyamari. Tay is that Del Yemi, Chorosu in a Sono Mobo Chetone, Del Yemi Mobochi Gombachi Gores.
So we need to examine very carefully the body that we have because of this body. Everything we do for because of this body. So we go to work. So we need to feed ourselves. So we need to clothe ourselves. There's so much work and energy been invested in order to preserve this body. So then at the same time that we end up creating a lot of mistakes. So everything occurred, all the mistakes, all the negative karma we could do to this body. If without this body, so we may not create that amount of negative karma. So think and very carefully, we need to reflect. Because of this body, this very body, so we go to work, not because we feed the body, we clothe them because of next life, because this body is not nothing to do with next life.
Because of this body.
So now, this First Noble Truth to the sufferings mainly refers to this very physical body that we possess. So now you wonder, like, well, if that's the case, is it possible to overcome, is it possible to liberate or overcome from this kind of like sufferings? So then you wonder to what are the cause, what are the cause of this suffering. So then you wonder about the cause. So that's why the Buddha taught the second noble truth, the cause of suffering, second noble truth.
And Kavani Chunsha, Jakavani Chunsha, Tache Chene, Cheva Chegre, Jakavani Chunsha, Tache Chegre, just Danzel Shuva. Agar jade Danzel Shuva, Tae Hako Guar. The jade Danzel Shuva, the Hako Tare, Taja Danzel, the Meva Machina, the Meva Shaya Mevate. What is it in a long old Mumbachi Guares?
So you start to wonder, does this all this problem, does it have cause? If the answer is yes, is that cause is like impermanent or not or permanent. So you kind of like analyze. So then you find out the main cause of this all suffering is self-grasping mind. Self-grasping mind is the main root cause of the First Noble Truth.
No. Then I saw Gona, they may choose in Lusuna, the park car, the Chet Kavani, Yunga Duta, and the Yonsatin, the park car, go your ma, or car go your pet, and the Jigger, so the Sajan Yawan and Pimbo, the Kavani, Yunga Tani, Yonsat, the Hako, the Tene Park car, go your rest.
So, for example, if there's some waters running like side of your house, you wonder like how to stop that water, you need to go to the source. That's how you stop the water that's running side of your house. Similarly here, all these problems, so you discover where it's coming from. It's coming from the self-grasping mind. So you need to stop the self-grasping mind. That's the way to stop all this, the first noble truth or truth of suffering.
Oh, tell you that, so so, such a young man be pimbo, young sat a carrier edition, a dancer terrible. Dancer saying it a carrier or edition, so so, demba meba la. Demba mebala demba zude yor was a tello schedule was demba mebala demba zude lot a schedule. Lo schedule was a tell at any ma, younger yobate. She got this.
The self grasping mind is described as a like invalid thought. It doesn't have valid base. Basically, it's like mistaken. So, in order to stop the self grasping mind, first you need to understand the nature of the self-grasping mind, whether it's like valid or invalid, and you discover it's invalid. So that's how to eradicate the self-grasping mind.
Self-grasping
mind, the way the self-grasping mind sees the self is something inherent, independent, absolute, which is reality. It is not. It is dependent. It's not independent existence. But self-grasping mind, the way the self-grasping mind perceives self is something inherent, independent, absolute, so that's incorrect. That's how so one needs to understand the emptiness in order to free from samsara.
Yes, sono matone nige yo mares karere dishin ngaruso tanda de mase ne ngaruso nga gelo lo um mo bo chego du um mo bo chego du um mo bo chega du tudo ganga lo tumani de ha ma kon yonge yo mare je tanga tumani ge tede tede karzo cheba chene tumani ge tede ha konge zo gares
So here, what is like inherent existence, Quran-Shirtuva, what is inherent existence? Inherent existence is something that is not dependent on anything else. It's just inherent existence. So then when you think about emptiness, then you kind of learn things are dependent. It's not independent, it's dependent. So the more you meditate on that, So then you get some sense of what is emptiness. So then emptiness is the one that all of us is quite important to think about or to reflect on the reflect on what is emptiness. So it's also even important when you receive empowerment initiations without having any knowledge of emptiness, then receiving initiations empowerment is not much.
Not much do good things.
So I already explained before. So how to analyze the notion of self, that we say I, the notion of self. So it's very important for all of us to analyze what is self. So you say it is my head, or it is my hand, or it's my body, or it's my inside, all my organ. So you go through one by one and try to find out what is self. So you go through that multiple times and you could not find the self. What that indicates is that self is not independently existent. It is not inherent existence. It exists on dependent on something. So that's what's indicated. It doesn't mean like when you go through each of your body parts, if you cannot find, that doesn't mean self doesn't exist. Self does not exist. It doesn't mean self does not exist. It means self exists, but what it means when you cannot find, what it indicates is that indicates self does not exist from its own side, but it exists, it's all dependent. So Master Shantideva said in the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, all the analysis that I explained, going through the Master Shantideva said in the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life,
Now, me ba la te ye ban de belo de le denzi ser ta de ngaro so ta je nyawa le be tumo yong sa te ta wa de dan ze sa de tel sa res dan ta che che ne le ta wa ne me ba la yo ban de belo te le tene lo che jo lo dan ze sa res.
When we start to analyze what is felt, then we go through outside body, each part of the body, then also we go through inside organ. So then the conclusion that we can pinpoint or their self. So what that indicates that like that not finding self within the part of the bodies or the organs. So then like seeing that is a self. So that's what self-grasping, that's what self-grasping means. Something that grasping so tightly, which is not self.
I got it.
In the small scope, so that you start to wonder what is the cause to be born in lower realm, so that you discover that the 10 non-virtuous deeds are the one who is like creating the cause to be born in lower realm. So then you practice the 10 positive, 10 virtuous deeds, so then overcome from 10 non-virtuous deeds. So then here in the middle scope, so you, what you're trying to do is you're trying to And here in the middle scope, so there you discover the cause for being born in the flesh realm, human realm, and you discover that the main cause is like self-grasping mind. So then you practice and like then eradicate the self-grasping mind, so then to achieve the moksha. Here in the middle scope, what is the main problem, is the main challenge is self-grasping mind. So then you start to analyze what is the object of the self-grasping mind. Self-grasping mind is invalid mind, and it's kind of mistaken one. So then you, when you analyze, then you find out what is the object of this self-grasping mind. The object is the self that's independent or inherent. In reality, self is dependent on so many things, causes, conditions, parts, but the object of the self-grasping mind does not exist. That's how you eradicate self-grasping mind and going right to the object of the self-grasping mind, then finding out object does not exist, that improve that very mind that so grabbing so tightly on the object is does not exist. That's how you eradicate self-grasping mind.
Yes. 대화 대학에 대화 때 가만히 쉬는 데 신주 세야 때 새벽 개체 모레스
we are when it comes down on seeking happiness and like overcome from problems we are all same we are all doing the same thing we are all doing we are hoping for something good and we are very working very hard to overcome from any difficulties in this case we are all same so and not just that we ourselves as a consider as a practitioners so then we need to analyze what is the cause of happiness and what's the cause of suffering so we need to analyze that
Pate mase katong haro se chede dun jo sai sebe mingo dunga kenje go sa te hago da ro kwan de le se ne le ta koi phaso khande che yo na de le ka se lu she na yo ngo ma ta ne yo ma le khan de so sa sa wan ni ne yo ma le hago da ro koi ge ya wa se na la ta phaso khande che na de le lu she ne le ngo ba yo ma le sebe mingo dunga kenje go sa te あ、よんこわんでる。ただて、こういうが達しれせがでてたがるわ。たんげでしぶんでかずこういうしてたがるわ。あ、こだるわ。おてただであれちょろちじじゃなんでぐず。せべもごせやでからでてな。こういうがぷすそばかでじしゅなよ。かでちらルシェなよ。ごまめさ。たんでそせはたわにねよまで。かぜよなぐぐよれ。あ、こだろ。ではいないよ。かぜよなぐぐよれ。そそそそてれなあごで。ではいないかぜよなぐぐよれ。
So here, like not being satisfied, no matter how many times and how often that we enjoy the samsari goodness. So we will never say, oh, now I'm 100% content or 100% satisfied by doing this, that will never happen. What that indicates is that because nature of samsara, that's what samsara is all about. So that we never content, we never satisfied, no matter what you do, no matter how many times we enjoy samsara goodness, its nature is we will never get satisfied. So that's what that indicates. That indicates if that is the nature of samsara.
Tene kovan dele, yite tawan yine yo amare. Tanda hakodarwa, tse dele nye yinayu, tse shema no se dal doya yo ar. Tse dele da yinayu, tse shema no se nye le doya yo ar. Hakodarwa, temuki tse dele cha jage nana, ono karisabu ta.
あ、これどうぞ誰のどうぞ逃げるのに。これてこういう地にでまず、やばかかよまれ。て、いざとぞ、いてめばて、こういうしえで。こういうしえ、いざこういうしえたけて、てにとったがる。あ、これは、あの、シャワド、あ、ちょんじょで、てでる、逃げてしまる、誰のや、てにと、あ、ちょんじょで、てでるちゃうじゃがいないよ。おてにでるのが、ちょろそ、はこぐれ、もしばらたら、もぼ、はこぐれば、そ、せてる逃げいない、せめる誰のや、ぬが。
So
now another like downside of samsara, the first one is like no matter how many times we enjoy samsara goodness, we will never able to say that I'm completely 100% content or satisfied. So that's the one. The second one is like samsaric goodness are not reliable. Why is not reliable? So when you look around, when you examine your experience of your life in this life, some of your like early life that you consider somebody as your friend, and after a few years or maybe the few years down the road, the very person that you consider as a dear friend, so become now the worst enemy. So what that indicates that like samsaric goods are not reliable. So, and somebody that you really don't want to see in the beginning of like few years ago, somebody you really don't want to see or hear that you consider just like your worst enemy. And the, after a few years, that very person that you hate so much become your best friend. Almost you feel like you can't live without that person. So it's like that you have to see that person. So then what they indicate, there's another downside of the samsaric goods are not reliable. So if that's just in this life, you just look around and you examine your life experience, we all know that happens. Then of course, so this life, friend of this life, then when you go further down beyond this life, next life, so then you know, like this friend of this life become enemy in the next life. So that's all, you know, this all indicate another draw side of samsara, nature of samsara. Samsara goods are not reliable. That's what you know.
That's what I thought. Seven days ago, I said, Koala, the share to the Tani, Koala, Tandi, Loshe, or Wa. How Koala, Tandi, Loshe, Shet, Tadilla, how Koala, Tavi, Tadilla. And it's on the children, the Demajasu, and the Tangisha, today. Demajasu, Demajiga, Nyonle, Chenilla, and the Koala, Tagawa. See, none of that's all day. Tana Maru, Maruzo, don't some more Tomani sing it. So Tomani is a tail, Yabos, Hakovachin, a tail, and Yole, Yabo Chelena, Tomani is a tail, the tails over there, Tomani is to be a low tigger. And then another Maruzo Sawa dancer there, Sawani Meba Che Togo, tigger. Dancer the Sawani Meba Che Jagayena, Yamu Janda to the Sawani and Yoya Yaman, Yamu Kanga Sawa the dancer there. For Sawa telling it. And never say God. Tawatel and never tell your name. Janda so ready, say Goyama. Tangaruso no gina, Nesaka Yambo Muduba Goma Sado. I got a shadow in Yambo Shomba Goma Sado. I got a Roma. And then, what to me, when you bought any 10 days, I had a sober 10 days, Goma said, so yard. But tennis, so gonna not pena, Nesaka Yambo Muduba Chi go in, Nesha the men or the mother, Shadon to me, a sober 10 men, Rogoyama. Oh, that's another dancer in Yambo Koro, the dame to be shira, and a tuni to be shira, the gojagina, dancer the men, would you?
So now here, so now you are reflecting on the downside of samsara, samsaric goodness, never satisfy you, and samsaric goodness are not reliable. So then you kind of like overwhelm of now all this problem that the nature of samsara. So then wonder like how you can get out of this samsara. So then the Four Noble Truth is the method or technique the Buddha taught how one can overcome from the samsara or liberate oneself from the samsara. So out of Four Noble Truth, so what is the most important, what is the most profound one is like emptiness. Emptiness is the one. So that eradicates the root of samsara. So all the problem, all these different types of delusions deeply rooted into the self-grasping mind. So once you manage to eradicate the self-grasping mind, so then that's the way to overcome from samsara. For example, like even though there's like individual antidote for such as like attachments, so you can just like this particular the meditation has been mentioned, like reflecting on the unattractiveness of the physical nature of the body. So there's the one way to overcome from attachment. But that just that practice will not help you to overcome from anger or ignorance. So anger, so you have to meditate on love. So ignorance, then you need to think about the interdependence. The interdependence. So that's how you overcome from each delusions, depending on each antidote. But when you start to meditate on emptiness, emptiness is the opponent of the emptiness itself, grasping minds. So that eradicating that is like eradicating all of them, not no need to do individually, but eradicating them simultaneously. So that's why it's very important to meditate on emptiness.
Oh yeah, that's what Diga Kasa Kowale Tavi Tavati Tosono Tindita Tagaron Reader. Ago Seven Diga Kasala Kowale Tavi Tavati Tosono Tagaron Reader.
So when you achieve moksha or practicing or following the guidance of guidelines of Four Noble Truths, so if you manage to achieve the moksha or liberations, so that's then you that's the complete practice of the middle scope. So that you can't accomplish the entire path in the middle school now.
Tati Shevan Ribawa Tigata, Soso Kowale Tana, Tan Digamadus, Hashevan Chembi Lolly and you got a Soso Kibo Kowale Tana, Tin Digamadus, Karu Edition and Arasa Shenche Pibi, Mamashi by the Mato, Magisha Tonga, the Rodos of Mamashi by the Pamashi by Chisha Yamarvas. But also, the one that is also there was. So the chip they all there now and Yapo Mundus or the Tinikochev Chibiology Ramale and you got it.
So now you achieve the moksha, so now you wonder like probably that's not the so you kind of grow, like you look around, like you're thinking, oh maybe you know, should aim like higher goal. For the well-being of all mother-centered beings, because we don't recognize each other because we go through birth and death. That's the only thing that we don't recognize each other. It doesn't mean there's no relationship. So we are related to each other from the beginning of this time. So then you kind of grow then thinking about yourself. You are thinking about the well-being of all mother-centered beings.
ただ、ただで、まるで壊れ、とま目ばね、ようやせぐろわ。壊れ、とま目ばね、ようやいた。あれ、ねめが、あまど、たっぱばら、そばとね、せちぐれ。たまげせちゅうのね、じゃがらまで、しょろね、せちゅうやったわにね、ようまで。ただ壊れ、ようでんげがてね、おてそのね、じゃがぐろや。てそのね、じゃがぐれ、そぞがみりらんとよ、たとそら。そぞが、せらがまのさ、パマシェジャー。パマシェジャーよ、たとそ、どんがじゃなしにしゃに、そぞちぼや、でわるどんな。
So, as you know, the samsara is beginningless. There's no beginning in the samsara, beginningless. If that's the case, so then all this being that you now encounter or you see, you hear, so these are the one who's been your parent, you've been your mother. So we need to find out within the beings that we interact now, so there's no other way to find, oh, like somewhere else. This is this here, right here. So when you see all these people, so within those people, then some of them, they are the one who's been your parents or your mothers, because samsara has no beginning. So then you think, okay, so now just working for myself is kind of like, it's kind of shame. So not doing not helping those beings who has been your mother or parents.
Sheba Chembega tell the Tanda Tere, Rani Sinzo Lunga, Chesha, the Martin Rova Kajo Tendawa, Tony Rova Dove Kajavi, Shonjo Sanjo Joba, Chenji Lhasa, the Tere, Akota Rosa Sachete, Karu Reducionata, Maki Sete Tonje, and Koali Tana, Chimarus of Nijet Shegorva. I let Tomo Taba Chemiga Tana, the Sheba Chemiloja, Ramal, Sheva La, and Magisaja Tonje, Dumal, the Tandeja, Nijet Chambo de Sheguard. Oh, Nijet Chambo de Sheguard. The Sheguard, Magisaja Tonje, Dumal, the Tandeja, Nijet Chambo Sheva, Magisaja Tonje, Dumal, the Nasa de Sheguard. Magisaja Tonje, Dumal, the Kadija Nayo, the Nasa de Sheguard. On Magisaja Tonje, Dumal, the Nasa de Sheva, Roroso, Dumal, the Nasa de Sono Tone, the Seja Jedal, Pa, Kapogar. I got a Ronnie Sizzle, 제제다 마체 노와테 소요 거의 자도 점으로 휘대요 어봐 하고 들어봐 제당아 음 마게 세제 통하게 병아도 타대체 이제 점보데 매나 세부 점에 로제로 말로 로토고 말어봐 그래서 마게 세제도 제 병아도 타대 전로 거가레스 마게 세제도 제 병아도 타대 전로 세발라 마게 세제도 제 병아 제나서데 손으로 도가레스 하고 들어 마게 세제도 제 병아 제나서데 나로서 타다 세도 하고 통 말어데 소소 병아 제나서데 손으로 도네 소소 등화 전화할 때 손으로 돈에 아니 바로 보자라 되니 등화들 빼래 아서서 어 되니 어 가서 등화도 다른데 절로 대용 거고 알았어.
In order to enter into the Maya and the path of Buddhism or path, so one needs to develop Mahakaruna or great compassion. Without that, you can enter into Maya and the path. So way to develop the great compassion, or unteachable great compassion. So that need to understand the type of suffering that mother sentient beings go through in order to understand that with some feeling, first you need to reflect, first you need to understand those difficulties or complications or suffering that you are going through. So that's kind of relatively easy to understand because it's yourself. So when you go through that, there's the simoscope, the middle scope, so then you think of this the same types of suffering that all mothers and beings are going through. That's how to develop the Mahakaruna or great compassion in order to help all mothers and beings. That's the way to develop compassion. First, you need to understand the type of suffering they go through. So that allows you to develop great compassion. In this you need to see the mighty joy. In this you will see the mighty joy.
Oh, Tanda Tere. Rani Sinsu Lima, Chishe, the mighty Noah Kacha, Tendawa. Tune Noah Dove Kacha, the Shacho, Sejo, and Joba, Shinji, Lata, Tere, Shologa.
So I'll finish this like two stanza from the middle scope. Seeking samsaric pleasure is the door to all sufferings. They are uncertain and cannot be relied upon on. Recognizing these shortcomings, please bless me to generate the strong wish for bliss of liberations. So that's a part of the middle scope. And there's like another more, one more stanza. Led by this pure thought, mindfulness, alertness, and the great caution arise. The root of the teaching is keeping the Patimosha vow, please bless me to complete this essential practice. So now that's the last one, that just beginning of the Mayana path. So Rinpoche just recites, so I'm going to recite this. Just as I have fallen into the sea of samsara, so have all mother migratory beings. Please bless me to see this change in the supreme bodhicitta and bear the responsibility of freeing
Dungado Tande, and you just share a Wunsa Messer. So, Alessoto Dungato Dungajana said the Sono Yapu, Jemakova, Magasaja Doja, Dungato Tande, and not the Yunsayo Amares, the Tesu Dua.
So, Lama Tsongkhapa said in the great Lamrim, the composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, in that Lamrim, Lama Tsongkhapa said, like, when you're reflecting the suffering of samsara within oneself, not even like having a small goosebump when you're doing this meditation, reflecting the nature of samsara within oneself, not having even tiny goosebump. So how can you expect when you reflect the nature of samsara on somebody or on the mother sentient beings? So that's like almost impossible to develop the basically great compassion. First, you have to have some kind of feeling that kind of generous goosebump when you think about it. So not even having that, so then reflecting all the nature of samsara on somebody else, then you know it's not going to be like kind of, there'll be not any feeling. Basically there's not any feeling. It means like heart moving experience. Now that's what Lama Tsongkhapa said in Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Tsongkhapa said.
Oh yeah, that Mage seje doje dunga do tande je nije she gore was. Ha nije te she ne te je se ta choji cho de sem she gore was. Ale thaba chi me lo je normal ta ta le gore. Ha choji cho de se she gore. Choji cho de se she do de la ta a je ne me wa de je gone se she to che do. Na je ne je je gone se she to se ni yo. Ha go do ro ba. Te yi ta 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 de je ne me wa de je gone se she de je ma shi tri 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 zo ye wo sho ba ji je che ba ha zo no da se ne ta mo wo se le ro.
So now in order to enter into Mahayana, the path for first that you need to develop is great compassion. So then great compassion will cause bodhicitta. So bodhicitta, so there are like two different types of instructions how to develop bodhicitta. One is like seven causes, one result, and another one is called exchanging oneself with others, exchanging one with other or oneself with others. So here I'm going to explain how to develop bodhicitta and like exchanging oneself with oneself with other, coming to Master Shantidevas now.
Mm-hmm. Daje nyoje je go ne se che se ate ago sa ba o ne che da ke che mo se shu yu che mo re la ne che da ke che mo re sa daje nyoje se ate ago sa ba ane ta da te so so do je da kan ga lo 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 de wa de ba do nga ma de ba da 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 ba so so ge de ba no je pha ro bo de de wa de ge yo ba So so ge dunga mate ba na je pharo ma je se je de so dunga le ge yo ma ro ba a mate ba ye ta 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 te re jo 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 de se se ge re la na je ne je jo go ne da da ba da ga ro do ko wa thoma me ba ne se da da ka te ba da so 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 sa che bo de so so che ba zo ne so so che ba zo ne da da ba da ma ro so so a che ba se ne so so sa che bo de zo Mage seje toje, ta yawa toje seje shera se gugu maze. Mage seje toje ge tanda ala, sonu tawa nyene matung ala. Matung ala, teha kosa ala ba. Oya. Anate, sonje chode dega, kuma meba ne, koro taa shebo matu wache, mage seje toje sawa chembo desu, koro yawa toje lo ala ese. O ta tiga, ten aru su nyole teni chi chegu wu ala ese.
So this particular instruction, exchanging self with other, is quite important, and very important. So, since the beginningless time, so we cherish so much ourselves, and put so much, most of the effort on oneself, and like then kind of like not paying much attention what's going around with other beings. So that's the case from the beginning of time to till now. So, for example, Shakyamuni Buddha, in the beginning of time to till now, and like cherishing, kind of like reverse of cherishing others, and like not paying much attention to one's own need and cherishing others. That's how Shakyamuni Buddha, you know, become enlightened. Also now, when you look yourself, so that we are all same. We are all same that looking for goodness and trying to avoid problems. In this case, we are same now.
Now. 이제 저 된데 그 소소 yawa tani ye cheban zama rwa. Ta te le kare le du shi na, ane, soso yawa tani ye cheban zame lo te yaga re du, ane, soso cheban zame ye yawa tobe lo te yaga re du, te ta che che shu shu re. Ako sa rwa.
So Buddha, like, Shakyamuni Buddha mentions, and like, please analyze which kind of mindset you think is the best. So one that put 100% on oneself, and the one that put 100% for well-being of others. So which one of those mindsets is the best? So Buddha is asking us to analyze.
Oh, that's it. How do you Maruso go to my man, Rosso Soto Tacha was a jay, Yawa Toja, do I? And so they showed them to my man, they sent a dash, Lavalon and Negas and the Soso, Payu, Aneta, that they got over. Bagasaja told you, Tacha was you there, do I? Tacha was you, Tella, Tene, Sonja Jones, Sonja Sandua. Maruso Tada led you us. For tennis or Sono Toyare. Maruso Tada led you us. They got a region, Soto Soto Tacha was a jay, Saja Toja, Sono. Sono Matoma tell Jayo, I said, did it. Matu Timon is on the chairman and Arusa Taja Silla, none of my other Bazo, Soja Jacobo Totar. Soto Chebans, the Total Tina. Two Chemo Taraza, Mara, Soto Cheba, Soto Sajabo, how live you, Chebo? Dojor. I got a robot, Tata, oh, tell the Jayo, I sang Arusa Taza, Lady, or yes. So just so then they were Tomone, yes, Sajato Jacob, Tata, Sono, Soto, Tata, Ujaiza.
So Shakyamuni Buddha here, like when he's practicing the path, so before, way before he was enlightened, so during that practicing the path, small practicing the path, so he's managed to put the well-being of other sentient beings first, and his compared to his own needs. So now, Shakyamuni Buddha was already enlightened. So then, we are still here. So what that indicates, like, working for the well-being of our mother sentient beings, that is qualities. That's something, or realization, or quality, or knowledge. That's something that you should have. And look at that cherishing just oneself. So that is not the way to become Buddhahood, to enlighten, so that Shakyamuni Buddhas indicate that. So now it's time to work for the well-being of all mothers and beings. Now.
Dona tanda tese arwa. Yate shawa lega. Yate dewa chenye pa, teke yate nele shun. Yate dunga chenye pa, teke ronde nele shun sa. Jede jo kota dewa kaze je shu yo wa to so ganga lo je da ge je de te ni je lo le shu ma de se jede jo kota le se da da ho ko no le dunga kaze je shu na te ganga lo ruden de ba le shu ma de es no yes
master shanti deva what master shanti deva said is in every problem that we face is due to like self-cherishing mind. Each and every happiness, that we experience is the due to cherishing others. Each and every happiness that we experience is due to the cherishing other beings. It is in every problem that we experience is due to the self-cherishing mind. That's what Master Shantideva said.
Kana tiji ku jan domsi jani. Mano ta xe ta che xe ki sheba rongi te xe to taba xe che ten zepa nani chi ni sheba tuis mao kecha mobo xe gaya yuwa ma res. Ako taro taris laya ti ta dom jagar. Shiva, Maruso gonna Runde Kona Shan in Doris.
No.
No, no, 모다 셰바 롱게 대세도 먼저 저든 내가 도마 몇 번에 다들 봐 제대 코나 셰바레스 한 되니 가봐 딸이야 설레는 자서도 미 따사요 아래서 셰다 잡아 말레스 대수고 알아봐
So now the summary that Mother Shantideva, the way Mother Shantideva summarized. So there's nothing more need to say. You just look, all his life working for well-being of Mother Shantideva beings. And other hand, like us, you know, all life, just worry about oneself. So it's very obvious. The difference is very obvious. There's nothing much more needs to say. Difference is very obvious. That's what Mata Shantideva summary or summarizing.
So
based on Lama Atisha systems, Lama Atisha's emphasize recognizing all mother, all sentient beings as your mother sentient beings. And that's the way based on Lama Atisha systems approach. So remembering all mother sentient beings as your mother. So then here, the Shantideva system is like emphasize on the kindness of other sentient beings, kindness. So that's very important to all of us to reflect the kindness of other sentient beings. So all the basic necessity that you enjoy, such as food, clothes, everything, the house where you live in, or the food that you enjoy, the water you drink, the clothes that you wear, these are all due to kindness of the other sentient beings, particularly the farmers. The farmers, you know, they work day in, day out, whether there's good weather or not good weather, whether it's raining, it's like, whether it's very sunny, like under the heat, under the rain and cold, all of that, they work so hard to produce the food, even though you could say, oh, I pay for my food. Whether you pay or not pay, if farmer doesn't grow, there's nothing to buy. So the kindness of the farmer, that's something that we all need to remember. Not just the basic necessities such as food, drink, house, clothes, not just that. Even the Buddhahood, your future enlightenment is very much dependent on the kindness of mother sentient beings. Without mother sentient beings, there will be no Buddhahood or your future enlightenment, there will be no Buddhahood. So based on that observation that you go through now, you already went through, now you realize that you really need to liberate all mother sentient beings from suffering. So now you realize it's so important that you need to liberate all mother sentient beings from the suffering. So practically now when you look at yourself, you kind of discover that you are not in the positions practically to liberate all these mother sentient beings from suffering. So then you realize what you need to do first is you need to achieve enlightenment. Then after that, so that you can really help, you can liberate other sentient beings. So therefore now, then you develop bodhicitta
So
that you you realize that practically, in order to help, in order to liberate all mother sentient beings from suffering, the first you need to achieve Buddhahood. So in order to achieve Buddhahood, first you need to develop bodhicitta or semche, so altruistic attitude. Now. So like just developing bodhicitta is not the last final stage. So once you develop bodhicitta, so you need to engage into bodhisattva practice or bodhisattva deed, such as like six perfections, generosity and ethics, then patience, joyful effort, concentration, wisdom, those are the six perfections, the bodhisattva deeds that you need to engage or participate or practice. Now.
Tene tanda tere. Jate de sheba, paro de sheba, trila soba tene le lag, lag orva, lag o ga isa tare, la, pashe tu orva, tate so rere ne shimu ga wache, ago tarva ta tanda te, karche garu. An dino sheja zoge yine. Ago taraba. Sutra namba sal la gure. Sutra. Gyawa chidu je sutra. Semche teche je sutra. Nishe dobi sutra misene. Sutra samba tele. Yinje midi la gure.
So the here, as I mentioned, six paramita or six professions. So there's something that after developing bodhicitta, then one needs to practice those bodhisattva deeds. So I'm not going through each one of them now. So here, according to the foundation of the good qualities, here, like three types of morality, bodhisattva moralities, three types of bodhisattva moralities, accumulating merit and like helping other beings and abandoning all the faults or downfalls. Now, these are called three types of bodhisattva moralities.
I did see good at a set of shades, you're touching down to the combat men or changing Mundaba. leba tone jase domba la chomba trabe lo ba cheji la sa ta tere ago ta rawa tada nomba sa la la ge ten do ta che ha lo be ye la ye wa che che yong da ta la che 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 ba ye shen la do shu den de ye lo ne de ji la che wa che ji la sa de ani sha la shu den la ga re shen do ha do la la go de ha she be che bi ga sa ten na ago da shen do la do shen se nge de le ta ta de le se se che be ting de de le shen se ago me ba la che che de ne be de le shen Hanzo
So from here, Rinpoche just read and recited the two stanzas here. Even I develop only bodhicitta, but I don't practice the three types of moralities, I will not achieve enlightenment. With my clear recognition of this, please bless me to participate in the Bodhisattva vows with a great energy. Once I have pacified distractions to wrong object and correctly analyzed the meaning of reality, please bless me to generate quickly within my mind stream the unified path of calm abiding and special insight. So then the last stanza which is there, so that this first one is like of explanation of the three types of Bodhisattva morality, the something that needs to be practiced. So then the second, so then karma abiding and special insight. So what is karma abiding? Karma abiding is something that has like something that focus on single object, single pointedness. That's called come abiding, then special insight is something that this special insight or special wisdom, basically is part of wisdom that you gain to be able to total analysis of the object now.
Ninju, Shonjo, 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 Sh
When you complete the training into general path or common path, it refers to renunciation, bodhicitta, wisdom, realizing emptiness. Once you complete the training into those common path or general path, so then you are entering into the great way of fortune one, which refers to Vajrayana path.
Vajrayana path.
So I'm going to read this stanza here. Having become pure vessel by training in the general path, please bless me to enter the holy great gateway of fortune ones, supreme Vajra vehicles. So now the second one, once you enter into the Vajra vehicle or Vajrayana path, so that then you need to obtain or achieve these two types of siddhi, or like here where the path is like two attainments or two siddhi, like common and uncommon siddhis, common and uncommon siddhis. And by practicing samaya and vow, tamsik means samaya and vows or pledge. So practicing samaya and vows, then you achieve these two types of siddhi or spiritual attainment, common or uncommon.
Tene jede nyembo renye jene no cheje to ne tsamba ye tuje na jo chele meya wa tambe suje do ba cheje la sa te ga ha tene ga num jede ga nyembo ma do je tebe ga nyembo jumni sa de shere do zora ha go sa rawa o yero do zora ni ji ga ne no cheta wa ja da to ne tene ta tōne tēne tātā tē nyōlē tē kērē tō dōrē gā nyōlē tē tēne tōmbē sūjē rā dēbā tē shēngjē lā rō chēs.
So now I'm going to read this here. At the time, the basis of completing the truth attainments is keeping the pure vow in samaya. As I have become firmly convinced of this, please bless me to protect these vows in place like my life. So now the next stanza, if you are looking at the text, then having realized the importance of two stages refers to completing or generating stage and completion stage, the two stages in the Vajrayana Highest Yoga Tantra. The essence of the Vajrayana, by practicing with a great energy, never giving up the four sessions. So you kind of determined to practice these two stages, generating state and complete state in the Hatha Yoga Tantra and through the four sessions. Wow.
Tadana de teta lamzon tembe shinyeto. Suje drebe tono shateje. Shuto nonge pada chebe ta nyawachawa chenje lata soase. Tadana de soso lo manowa tembe gewe shinye. Ani soso lo
So the guru then shows you unmistaken path, and all the spiritual brothers and sisters who are helping you to practice the path. And so then here, like that, may the guru who showed the noble path, or unmistaken path, noble path, and the spiritual friends who practice it have long life, please bless me to pacify completely all outer and inner hindrances. So this last stanza is prayer. So it goes like this. In all my life, never separated from the perfect guru, may I enjoy the magnificent Dharma by completing the qualities of the stage and the path. May I quickly attain the state of Vajradhara. So this is the last stanza, this for prayer. Now,
What is all that, huh?
So
拍图的那手头头的你再把这个拍空头的接到那啥的。所以没那么等到什么时候没才要的。没了说么你把早晚年的前年个嘛的什么时候没才要的接到给钱不认识。
So it's very important, you know, in the best, if we can develop or generate bodhicitta, that's the best. If not, so then at least that we all should think very seriously to be kind, to practice a warm heart, be kind, and not to harm others. So the essence of the Buddha's teaching is to bless, is to benefit other sentient beings. So doing that, you know, generating bodhicitta, that's the best. If not, if you can, but whatever you can, like to be kind as possible. So whatever you can be kind and please do. So that's very important. So restrain yourself from harming others. So then the fourth, the auspicious purpose. I read one stanza from the beginning of the foundation of the good qualities. So then this is now the conclusion of the foundation of the good qualities teachings.
Now,
So here, the Lamrim, what is Lamrim? Lamrim is for, through the best teachings, to train our mind, train our mind. What it means, train your mind, means to become like kinder, to become more compassionate, more kind, more warm-hearted. So that's important. So that's called change that takes place within your mind stream. So that's the kind of change that Lamrim teaching is best for. So foundation of the good qualities teaching that kind of now complete the entire Lamrim teachings within this short text. So now purpose of Lamrim teaching is to be kinder, to be more compassionate, more kind, and at least have some change, positive change. So that's all about Lamrim teachings. So these teachings, Lamrim teachings, based on the foundation of good qualities, is mainly requested by member of Kadamba Center or Kadamba Center itself. So then so many people benefited from these teachings, requested, mainly requested by Kadamba Center. So we created merit or center itself created a lot of merit. So now this is time to dedicate the merit to long life for His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama, together with all the lamas from like all different sects, sect of teachings like Gaju Nyingma Gelu Sakya, all of them, and also all of us to make the Dharma in the future life and quickly to achieve full enlightenment now. And also, to also pacify all the suffering in the world.
ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ 용어들과 저기다 소바 가래이나요 소바 가래이나 저는 터도 야보 용어한테 제대로 개체 뭐래 일단 넘어서 이나 용어 아니 터도 야보지 대나라 요제래라 무토니 터도 야보지 제야 제대 아니 터도 야보 요배 토네래 아니 취대 강 터도 아니 취 신경을 해야 돼 제대로 개체 뭐래 아고더러 신경을 해야 돼 개체 뭐래 대체로 제세를 당해 몇 개 세나나
So I'm requesting all the members from the Kadamba centers so to have harmonious communities. So harmonious community is the root of happiness and the success and the spiritual development. So it's my advice or request. So having a harmonious family, for example, when you come back to the family, everybody can enjoy laughing, drinking, eating together. If there's no harmonious, then everybody ends up sitting around together, then end up sighing and taking long breath. So that indicates the harmony is the key within the family happiness, happiness within the society, within the community. The harmonious community is the key. So I've been saying that since I saw you a few times. So I've been requesting you again to have harmonious communities, and I hope it will continue like that, so then there will be happiness. So that's my, you could call request or advice, whatever you want to call now. So the last that I hope that you, whatever knowledge you gain, hoping that you put all this knowledge into practice. So there's very much hoping. And also time-wise, it's kind of difficult. Here is night and there is daytime. So even the difficult time, so we managed to finish the teachings, but not very going very deep into teaching, but we managed to finish the teachings. That I very much hope that you put all this knowledge into practice. So, Robbie, Dr. Watkin?
Yes, Geshe.
Yeah, you want to say something? At yes. Least take some breaks, so then I can pass that to Rinpoche, okay?
Yeah. Rinpoche, on behalf of Kadampa Center and all the members and all our visitors today, we just want to thank you for these wonderful teachings.
And
we offer our sincere and boundless prayers for your continued good health and long life and the complete fulfillment of all your wishes. On behalf of Kadampa Center, we pray for your continued long life, and we humbly request you to teach again when it is appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you. So we do the long one. We remove the merit java long one. Yeah.
Oh, gawa chabda doje chan chen kodong. Oh, ye ma che pa. Yonzo tempe ngadang.
Amen.
Samala Rinpoche's long life prayer. Rinpoche's long life prayer. Stand up. So that's the one we do every class. We do every class. That's Rinpoche's long life prayer. Okay. So. Shuno ni ne ngala onjo ti. You found? Rinpoche long life prayer. Come along.
Just have it in English?
Yeah, say it in English, Tibetan.
In Tibetan?
Yeah, Shono ni ne nga la onjo ti. Awa ta re tenpa rabu. Loka ta re tenpa tenpa le pecho. Shase jenjo lama so wa de. What to check in?
Yamaba ye seta chenpa da kandara zumba te. Da kunche jesa da loche kewa da da tonche rata ngon osu. Ise shepi da wa tonche che ngowa kuwa chodong. Da ge ge ta wa zaka cho zumba che che rata ngon wara jo. No ya ta yang ure su che.
That's okay, good. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you, all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.